Hello and welcome back to another episode of LMS Cast. My name's Chris Badgett and I'm joined by a special guest, Jonathan Farley. How are you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great today.
Jonathan is an amazing member of the Lifter LMS community. He's built a lifter site. He helps people with lifter sites. He's sold a lifter site. There's all kinds of neat details of his story that we're going to get into. But before we get into your journey with online courses and Lifter LMS and technology and online business, this story started with a medical condition you had. Can you, or and a medical decision you made? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I've actually worked in the medical field for most of my adult career. I started out as a paramedic and got my nursing license and did all that stuff, but in the process of taking care of people, I kind of stopped taking care of myself. I had ballooned up to about 450 pounds. And then it was going downhill quick, kind of thing with my health, and, had some heart problems come up, was actually hospitalized for a heart condition. And that was kind of my clickbait, my switching moment. So my doctor suggested I look into a gastric sleeve procedure. We decided to go down that route and went from when I had the surgery, I was about 400 pounds. And then I dropped down to 175 in 9 months. So that is an extreme amount of weight. But the other thing is I don't have any loose skin. I don't have any of the major side effects that comes with a gastric procedure like that. And so I always wondered why I was so successful. And the reason why was I used my knowledge of medicine with the knowledge of science and the way things and the way the body actually works for you that I wanted to share with other people. So that's why I decided to look into the online education realm.
Awesome. Well, before we get into that, what is for people who don't know about it, what's the gastric sleeve? What was this?
So the gastric sleeve is a lot like gastric bypass. So a lot of people know what that term means. So gastric sleeve, though, it's actually the first stage of a different surgery. So back a long time ago, they used to, and they did still do it in some places, but they have a surgery called the duodenal switch. And the first stage of that is the gastric sleeve. Well, the doctor who created that procedure, it was a two-stage surgery. So the first stage was the sleeve, the second stage was the full-on switch. But they noticed that people were losing a lot of weight with just the sleeve procedure, or it wasn't called the sleeve back then. So then he created it, calling it the sleeve. And basically what the sleeve is it turns your stomach from basically a football. So when food comes in, it shifts over to the side. So liquid could go back down the center, basically. So what the sleeve does is it removes 85% of the stomach or that pouch. And I firmly believe that it's not the stomach reduction that makes you lose all this weight. That is at first, but it's more the hormone changes that the body goes through. So that's my basis of my approach. But so the bypass is when they reroute everything and you have malabsorption issues and stuff like that. The sleeve really doesn't have any of that. So you can still have some issues, but it really minimizes that. So that's what the sleeve is. So think of your stomach as no longer a football. It's more like the size of a banana.
So, and you said 9 months from 400 pounds to 175. Is that right?
Yeah. So in 9 months, I did four Spartan races, which I did the full trifecta, which is the sprint super beast. And the I did the hurricane heat. So I have four medals for that. I have a plaque on my wall that that has this big medallion that has all those on there. And then I also did two marathons, and I also did a race every month of that first year. So I did a competitive race every single month. So I don't recommend this to anybody, but I had the surgery on December 23rd, and my first 5K was 3 weeks later. So not running, very much walking, but that was my goal, was to do an organized style race every month. So I had a goal. So
before getting into the tech, the motivation, I just want to tap into a little bit. You were at this weight and you made a decision and a commitment, and then you made a decision to do the surgery, and then you made a commitment to, you know, transitioning and getting strong and doing these races and everything. What was the driving force behind all that? Where do you draw motivation and commitment and persistence from?
Mainly my family. Like, I have a wonderful son who's 8 years old, and I have now I have a beautiful daughter who's, I have an eight-year-old son and an 8 month now old daughter. So, I always wanted to have two kids. I wanted to have a boy and a girl, but we were trying and it just wasn't working out. Lost all the weight, and now we have a beautiful daughter. So that was one of the motivation factors that worked out really well. But the other one was I wasn't myself anymore. If you knew me in high school and my younger age, I was always fit. I was always running around. But so I kind of lost who I was. But then losing the weight kind of gave me a goal again. But the main thing was getting my family back. And here's a kind of an emotional story for me, but it's a great story, is when I finished the first Spartan race, which is a Spartan sprint. I did one 4 years before then, and I almost thought I was going to die. I was 350 pounds. I finished it in 6 hours. Then this fast forward, I lost all the weight. I did this next Spartan race, same location, same race. We arrived late, so I only had 1 hour and 6 minutes to complete the race before my son was doing his race. So, cause he was doing the kids version of it. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to miss him doing it. I ran my heart out and I was not challenged. Like, it wasn't a challenge. Like, I felt like I could have gone faster. Finished the race as the kids race was starting. So I finished the starting line, heard his race was starting. I was still almost a half mile away from the finish line. So I grabbed my medal, ran all the way to his race. Ran his race with him right next to him, and it's all on GoPro. So I have all this video of it. He looks at me halfway through the race and says, "Dad, I'm just like you now." And that is my motivation moment, when my son actually starts looking up to me. So that was my biggest thing. So that was my motivation. And that's the kind of stuff that keeps me going.
So that's beautiful. Well, yeah. Tell us about the moment where, so you ended up wanting to teach people who had this kind of surgery. You wanted to give them support and education, and you went shopping for technology. Talk about that period of your life. Like, when did you decide to do that and turn that into a business?
So, pretty much about 3 months in, like, I don't want to bash the clinic at all that I went with, because they were wonderful people. But the knowledge they were giving people was wrong. It was not wrong in the sense that they were hurting people, but it was wrong in the sense that that's not what they needed to hear. What they needed to hear was my teaching concept was, I don't want to teach you what to do. Like, just say, eat this, eat that, eat this. I want to teach you why you eat stuff. Because if you know why, like, most people know that smoking's not good for you. But if you actually tell them why you shouldn't smoke, they're more apt not to. But if I just told you it's not good for you, you may just say whatever and just do it. So I teach people why you don't actually eat this stuff. And I tell people why, if you do choose to eat it, this is how you combat that and stuff like that. So that's just the concept of that. So I was always a technology guru. In high school, I was a theatrical tech. So I knew a lot about theater stuff. And then my first degree was in theatrical production. So sound design, lighting design, that's what I first went to school for. And then just the path of that career is not the most lucrative, and it's a hard entry point. So that's when I got into medicine. But I always loved to teach. I taught ACLS, PALS, all these merit badge courses that paramedics and nurses need to get. So that's where I really thrive, is I loved having preceptor, like where I would help people. So like teaching has always been a big part of my life. So that's why I kind of dove into that side of things. And we had this online support group that I'm still part of, but
was that like a forum or something? Or
yeah,
what?
It was just a Facebook group.
A Facebook group.
Okay. So I was just helping these people, and they'd be like, "Well, I need this help," and everybody would be messaging me privately, off the messages, like in Facebook, you know, Messenger, saying, "Hey, this is not working for me. The clinic's saying this. What do I do in this situation? What do I do? What I do? What I do?" So finally, I was like, "I can't be doing this one-on-one anymore." So then that's when I started looking at different online membership sites.
So how did you end up choosing Lifter LMS? Like, why did that one jump out at you as a solution in the space?
Honestly, it was Adam from WP Crafter. I watched one of his videos and then I started diving into that. Like, I actually bought everything he suggested. I purchased through that. And then just throughout my research and learning it, I learned that what's great about Lifter is it's your own. It's like you host everything. So you get to say what goes where. You get to put things where, you know, wherever you want. And that's why we can get more into it. But Lifter is more than just an online learning site for my application. It can do a lot. So just diving into that, it was just I was able to create a lot of different things.
So I want to talk about your course, your first course and your like what it was. But before we get into that and keep going down the path, for you, the listener out there, I just want to zoom out and take a look at like what ended up happening. You ended up selling your Lifter LMS site. Can you tell us about that? And then we'll come back to the start here.
So, initial investment to do Lifter, I think everything, the Affinity Bundle, everything, probably put about $1,200 into the whole package. Fast forward a year and a half later, I realized as one person, I could not hit this niche market as much as other people could. But also my passion had changed. So I wasn't as into just this one area. I felt like I was pigeonholing myself. So somebody reached out to me and offered to purchase the platform. So we decided to sell the platform for, we can get more into like the dollar figures and stuff, but it purchased it for a very big, big chunk of change that was able for me to pursue more of my dreams in this sector. So,
can you share a little bit just more detail about the timeline and the dollars? And tie it to when you first decided to take us to the beginning of when you decided enough was enough. I'm going to get this surgery and I'm going to do this thing, to exiting after teaching people how to build or how to deal with this surgery. So,
probably had the surgery December 23rd, 2015. So 3 months after that is when I first started to pursue this. Probably 2 months, probably 5 months after surgery, I had my first course up and online. And that course was pre-op coaching. So it was basically, it was set to be a 6-month drip feed. So every week you got an email or you got a new course access to. So I had to develop a way to send you out an email that says, "Hey, your course is available." They went there, they took the course, and they moved on. And it was a step-by-step process. So instead of taking the fire hose and sticking it in your throat and turning it on, I let you drink from the fountain. So slowly throughout 6 months, you learned how to do it. And it was set for that. My whole concept was 6-month pre-op, because that's what most insurances required. So I give you 6 months, and then 9 months post-op was my post-op course. So I built the
when you mentioned insurance, you mean insurance helps people pay for courses?
Yeah. So I was able, I actually got this idea from one of the members of the office hours. So there was a way to, if you were pre-qualified for surgery, for bariatric surgery, we could charge insurance companies to do the coaching, have this pre-op and post-op course. So I was able to walk into a clinic and say, hey, this won't charge you anything and won't charge your patient anything. It's all built into their insurance plan. So that was a big selling point. So then I had to create a way to produce vouchers now, because I couldn't, it wasn't going through the Lifter payment gateway anymore, because they were just sending me a check. So they send me a check and then I would produce 1,000 vouchers. But then I wanted to make it automated to where they could actually purchase through, I use WooCommerce with the integration to purchase this stuff, and then the system would automatically kick them out vouchers that worked. So I had to hire a developer to produce that plugin for me. So
awesome. Super yeah. Cool. And
yeah.
And so what was the like how quickly did you get to revenue with your platform? Like, you launch your course, and then like, what kind of, like, can you talk about your income at all, or like lifestyle?
Yeah, so yeah. I think the main thing that people need to realize is pre-sales are huge when you're doing a course. So produce a first course, give them 3 or 4 sample lessons, show them what they're getting. And then, so what I did was my first realm, I gave them the first 2 weeks for free. And then after that, I upsell them to get half off the, so half off my big plan. So I charged $500 for the 6-month program. The first people who got it for $250. So I gave them the first 2 weeks for free. And then the initial launch.
Hold on. I just had a question at that point. Yeah. You did an early adopter discount.
Yeah.
And at that point, how much of the actual course content had you made?
2 weeks.
So
yeah,
I just wanted to highlight that for the listeners. That's how you can, you can start, get your validation and just get things rolling, get cash flow turned on.
I literally was, cause I, one thing you have to, if you know your content and you actually know what you're doing and you're not building your content, you know what it is. Building the site does not take that long. So all I had to do was get out of my own head and realize that people just want to hear my words. They don't care about video production. They don't care about all this stuff. All they want to do is see the person who they want to see, give them the knowledge they want to have. So I produced the first 2 weeks, and it took me about 3.5 weeks to fully learn the program, like learn the database of Lifter and get the first courses live. So that was a very quick turnaround. I think a lot of people spin their wheels.
The main thing is you're just helping people. You're giving them the information and the knowledge and the ideas that they need, the tools to be successful after pre-op and post-op, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the first launch, I had, I think it was 105 people was the people who pre-ordered.
Do you happen to, I just have a question around how big was that Facebook group that you were a part of? Do you happen to know the number there?
Yeah. Yeah. So when I was on there, it was about 1,000 people, and it's actually
only 1,000.
Yeah.
Only 1,000. Okay.
Yeah. So, but what I did was, I've been in the medical field for a long time. So a lot of people knew me.
Yeah.
So I was still working full time, doing all this stuff. So people saw my change. So, but what people don't realize is a lot of people who are overweight have family members who are overweight. So I would get mom, and then I'd get dad, grandpa, cousin, uncle who would, buy it. So
they're like affiliates without actually being affiliates.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that worked out great. I had a lot of huge support there. So my revenue seriously went from all out of my pocket to all of a sudden having a bunch of revenue right now. Because, I think 100 and something people paying $250 each. It racked up pretty quickly. So that's when I – and then I bought some gym equipment, rented a space at the top of a gym. It was a big, huge CrossFit gym in this area, rented some space up there. And what I would do is wake up in the morning, 5 a.m. Actually, I wake up at 4, be at the gym by 5. So I'd figured out a way with a product that I found online to do multi-camera shoots where I can hit one button, all cameras record, and then another button sends it all to my laptop where I can do multi-cam edit. I'm really big into Final Cut and stuff like that. So I'd walk in the door. By 5, I was recording a workout. I needed to work out anyways.
And you're putting this workout into your course. Is that right?
Exactly. Yep. Wow. So part of the course, actually, that's not even part of – I fast-forward a little bit too much. This was a membership area that I created. So I charged $25 a month because I stopped charging –
$500?
You do the membership for, instead of charging $500, I just charged $25 a month, but you got everything because I just wanted everybody to have everything. So 6 months into my first launch date, I took down the $500. I still charge insurance and stuff for just the two courses, but then if they wanted to buy the membership, they still had to buy that on top of it. So creating that passive income that people just wanted to pay $25 a month and just get all these workouts. And then I started doing cooking videos.
Did you organize those in like the workouts and the cooking videos? Were you using Lifter LMS memberships for that?
Yes. Yep.
And did you structure it into a course or is this just content on the site or how did you structure it?
So I structured everything in courses and in memberships. So I created kind of like a P90X kind of style workout, but like a pay-per-view type thing, but it was all like a membership base. So you had your membership, they purchased the membership, and inside that membership, I would create these courses, which was Kettlebell 101, Kettlebell 102, Kettlebell 103, and inside those was 10 different workouts. So kind of built it up like that. So that was the whole concept of that. So,
and you're doing all this kind of, am I correct, by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is like, it's a one person show.
Yeah, exactly. About 7 months into it, there was a kid who, his mom came to me and was like, he's dying. He was 560 pounds. He had started with the clinic at 500 pounds. So 6 months after he started with the clinic, he gained 60 more. So I came to him and within 3 months, he had to get to 430 pounds to even qualify for the surgery. So, then he started working for me, just working out with me. Cause I just said, hey, if you show up to my gym, I will train you. That's all I care about. You just show up. And then he's a really good kid. So then I hired him and then he was doing some of my video editing. So, within 3 months of working with me, he got to have the surgery. So not only did I fix what the clinic did to him, in less than 3 months, I got him down 80 more. So in 3 months, he lost over 130 pounds, just doing my program. And really it wasn't like, I'm not doing anything special. I wasn't like producing this world renowned diet program that anybody can buy. Really the concept was you need a scale that can do your body fat percentage and your lean mass percentage. And you need to have a blood sugar monitor. If you have those two things, you always know your numbers. And I won't get into the concept of how we use those numbers, but that's all you needed. So if you had those two things, you were good. And you don't have to be diabetic to use a blood sugar monitor. It just teaches you what the food does to you. Cause you could eat a hamburger and I could eat a ham, and then it would affect me differently than you. So when you learn how the food affects you, you know how to approach things. So
I think one of the lessons here is, and this goes back to a popular entrepreneur on Shark Tank. His name is Damon John. He created a company or a brand called FUBU, which stands for us by us. And so you're like, you're teaching, you're, you have a for us by us kind of brand where like, you're not, you're teaching from exactly, you're the person that you're teaching to. You're exactly. Just a little further along in the process. And that's just such
exactly.
A fundamental thing. Like, I don't know what course I should build. Well, I mean, you picked the perfect one where there was a huge pain point and also a big opportunity to really transform somebody's life.
Yeah. And like some people think like, you know, you were making all this money. Why did you sell? I sold because somebody else who I was starting to lose my drive in the content I was building. And I felt this over, like, I love the office hours. I come to them because I think I can really help people.
And let me just state for those of you listening to the podcast who may not be familiar with Lifter, we have a Lifter LMS office hours product, which is a standalone product. It's also included in our bundle called the Infinity Bundle. And that's a weekly call where people who have it come together for a mastermind to talk about, raise technical issues, strategy issues, marketing issues, look for tool recommendations, and generally ask for help and help each other. So that's what the office hours Jonathan's referring to is.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're thinking about buying Lifter, I'll preach this for you guys. That is honestly what helped build my company up to what it was. So, but long story, I firmly believe that I was meant to build this thing and then give it to somebody else and have them build it. So we were able to sell it. I think it was like 4,000 to 5,000% profit, for not even counting the revenue I brought in from the company. It was just, selling the platform. So, and that platform will come out in about 6 months after he's done branding it his own. But he's a major, surgeon that runs clinics in Mexico and the US. So, and the reason why he does that is, surgery to like, this is a life-saving procedure. It truly is. Like if you hear like getting up out of bed for me was almost impossible. And I was calling in sick all the time because I couldn't get up to work. 9 months later, I had run 2 marathons and all this stuff. And I am always a go, go, go guy now. I have no complications. Not everybody is going to have this much success, but even if you drop your diabetes, you are successful. But the problem is there's so many hoops to jump through. So to one, to get an insurance to pay for it was just too much work. So a lot of people who already have motivation issues are saying, I'm not going to do it. And then the other side of it is, once they get approved, it could take 6 months to 9 months to even get you a surgery date. But if you walk in the door of a Mexico clinic who does a lot of these surgeries and they might be good surgeons, $3,000 to $5,000 to $7,000, depending on the clinic, you're out the door. But the problem is, where do you go from there? And a lot of my people were those people. So they find my site and they sign up and they do the pre-op coaching. Then they'd have the surgery and then they do the post-op coaching. So they never felt alone. Every week they got an email saying, okay, you're at week 2. This is what you can expect. This is what I went through. And you see videos of me in that stage. So the video of that I did for week 10 was me at week 10. So I started videotaping myself. Like there's a video of me, I actually have never released it, the day of my surgery, where I'm just saying, because I'm emotional and all this stuff. And because this was a huge thing. That was the day. And I actually call December 23rd my rebirth day. I actually celebrate it because that was the day I decided to take my life back. I went to a surgeon. I didn't have to have the surgery. There was nothing broken or anything. I went in there and said, okay, this is me making the decision. I'm deciding this, and I wasn't going to let myself fail. So,
for us, by us. That's amazing. Yeah. What I get this question sometimes, and maybe you can speak to it. If I'm going to create a course in the health niche, and I'm kind of giving health advice or whatever, or you know, coaching like you're talking about, how do you protect yourself from like any kind of liability or anything like that? Did you have a strategy around that?
Yeah. So I actually, every of my courses that were medical based, that I actually had a nutritionist right there next to me, and it was my nutritionist from the clinic. So she actually left the clinic probably 6 months after I left, or I had my surgery because of conflicts with them. So she left. My Bluetooth, my device. I'm gonna switch to my headset. Just a second. Good. Yeah. These good AirPods are great till they die.
Yeah.
So there. Can you still hear me?
Yep. Gotcha.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So I had her, and then I also in the gym I was at had a physical therapy area downstairs. So whenever I needed to give medical advice for that, I just had a physical therapist there. But then you always have to have a really good medical disclaimer. So
how'd you get yours?
I went to a lawyer, and okay. I paid him $500, and he wrote it for me. But the good thing was the gym I was at already had a waiver there. So it worked out really well. And then I was also, because I set myself up the right way, I was able to actually charge Medicare for Silver and Fit through my online learning. So people could, since Lifter, when you finish a course, it gives you a certification or like a badge. I was able to turn those badges into proof of working out. And Silver and Fit required that you give proof that the person actually worked out. So since they had to actually log on to the site and actually had to click a button saying they did it, that suffice the requirement to do that. So people could be doing their gym work at home and then go from there. So that's how that was another revenue stream I had. And I actually am going to be starting. I'm going to be opening up the gym. I'm no longer be doing solely bariatric coaching, but I'm going to be opening up a fitness area where it's mainly going to be a platform that I can sell the platform to other personal trainers. So, but I'm still in the process of building that. So
how do you define the difference between a course and coaching? Would you also do any kind of group calls or one-on-one?
Yeah, I would do. Private areas was a huge thing for that. That was the reason why I purchased the Infinity Bundle was for the private areas. So what I would do is they would sign up for a course, and then I would upsell them to a personal coaching. And for that one, I would actually charge $2,000 for 6 months. So, but that would give them personal contact every day, once a day with me, and then an actual phone call or a Zoom call once a week for no more than 15 minutes. So they had to really condense what they want to talk about in that 15 minutes. And I was really bad at it. I would always stretch it to a half hour, 45. But But what that did was through the private areas, I was able to have a dialogue with them. And literally, what I would do, like Chris knows that I'm always in my car. So I would literally throw my iPhone on this mount in the morning and say, "Hey, I reviewed your data you sent me. This is what I would change." And I never gave them specific, like, you need to eat this, you need to eat that, because that's not legal.
So that's the difference between coaching and a prescription or something.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So what I would say was, with those numbers, if I had those numbers, I would eat I would eat a little more avocado. I would eat a little more this. I would eat a little more that. But take your numbers. You have your numbers in front of you. Your fat percentage went up and your lean mass went down and your weight went down. So you didn't lose weight. Like, that's what people need, we're having trouble realizing is, if the scale goes down, but your lean mass went down, your fat mass went up, you gained weight. Like, you gained fat. Like, the goal is not weight loss. The goal was fat loss. So, but I gave them the ability to learn how to do it. And honestly, people, they pay for the 2, 3, 4 months of coaching. 4 months into it, they'd be like, "I don't need you anymore,"
Which is good. That's a success. Yeah. Right?
Exactly. So I very rarely had somebody rebook a coaching session. But then what I did was I tried it with the social learning, and social learning wasn't quite there yet. when I needed it to be. So what I did was I then started having instructors where I would sign them up as an instructor, but really they were just a coach. So then I was having people who completed my program, I would sign them up as instructors. And then when people signed up for their course, which was just a course, but inside that course, when they purchased the course, that created a online like profile for them, which created the ability to assign them to a private area, which then that person then coached them through. So I gave them initial course, but that initial course was just how we do our personal coaching. So when they completed that, it bumped them into private areas. So then I had, so that's how I used the model.
Wow. So did you do all this while you were, had a day job, or did this become the full-time thing?
Within 9 months, I had shifted from full-time to doing this, from full-time work at my hospital job to full-time this. So, and technically I still work there. I'm still on call. So, and I do pick up shifts to keep my licenses up. So, but I don't have to work anymore for that. You know, I just do this. So, and so what I'm doing now is I'm building sites for other people. I have 3 people now who I'm building their sites for them and running their courses. And I met them through office hours. So
can you, before we get into that, can you share any general or specifics around the income you were making with the platform and then the, when you sold it, like around that?
Yeah. So, the company was bringing in about $13,000 a month, of just, and honestly it was $13,000 of part-time work. Really once, cause the building it, once you build it, you're there. And then you just, I would then take a course that was already built. I would duplicate it, change the name, change the permalinks, and then re-upload the new content. So, but there's better ways of doing that now, but that's what I had to do back then. So that was that. So I was making, a good chunk of change. And then, you know, as my drive of doing the bariatric site was going down, the drive to help other people was going up. So then I noticed I was just ready to switch, a little bit. So, and then, sold the company for, the entire deal was about $480,000. I do still, I'm a consultant for him. So I'm getting paid for the next, 3.5 years to consult with him. So, and that's a monthly, so the first big chunk of it was up front, and then there's a monthly stipend I get just to help. So
that's awesome. Well, congratulations on what an incredible journey.
Honestly, I could have kept it and probably made a lot more money doing it, but we can get into why I decided to do that with these other sites and stuff and what I can see myself doing more. So.
Well, you clearly, the fact that you were able to pull all this off as a one human show,
yeah,
that means you have that rare blend of skills required, like as a teacher, as an technologist, as an entrepreneur, as a community builder. You kind of had all these skills, which is very rare in one person, but it makes you perfect candidate for helping other people because they'll have different blocks in different areas. So yeah, tell us about the transition to helping other platform creators.
Yeah. So, there's a guy by the name of Jeff Morris. He, came in the office hours and he was just asking for help. And he talked about what his dream was to build this platform. And he was asking for help. And I said, hey, I'll help you. And the first thing I did, I didn't charge him for. And then, really it was, and this is what a lot of creators run into. They get big eyes, and then they get people who can do a little bit of the work. So he built this website, but it was built on old technology. And it was built on, it was just old way of doing things. So all I did was, he had this whole site took him 9 months to build. I took his whole site, converted it into a good quality page builder, a good quality theme that was low, like themes are going out, like themes are going away soon. So you just need something like, so I just built this site form. It took me 2 days of like 4 hours each day. And then he was able to have this beautiful site that is full functioning where he can accept payments and actually get his course up and running. So this guy was spinning his wheels for 9 months. And in 2 days, I had him a full functioning site that could take payment and do everything. So it's just, I see all these people, they have the concept. They're there. They have the knowledge, but it's the technical side they don't know how to do. So, and his site's dreamsmartacademy.com. And what he's doing is he's helping low impoverished people learn how to motivate themselves and budget. And, you know, a lot of this community, they get bad advice. Like they're taught, hey, if you need to buy a car, go charge it. Well, no, that's the wrong advice. You know, you should buy a $1,000 car and then drive it until the wheels fall off and then buy a $20,000 car because you saved your money. Like just little stuff like that, learning the proper way to do things and helping people, like what's their why. Like we're going to be launching a campaign next week, like what's your why, where kids can, kids, adults, whoever, who can't afford to take Jeff's course, can take this course, and people can actually fund it. So I built this through Lifter. It's where these kids can come on. They just submit a form. I use Gravity Forms. They submit a form, and the site does everything. Jeff and myself will get an email. Says, hey, you have a submission of a picture, a words, and a video. We approve it, make sure it's good. We hit one button, it's a post. And then people can come to our site and sponsor kids. So they're not giving money to these kids. They're giving dreams. They're giving education. So that's going to launch next Friday. And then we're also going to have a podcast and all this stuff going. So like, I took my knowledge that I gained from the bariatric side, and now I'm helping kids. And then there's another site that I'm working on, which is for homeschooling. Helping kids who are in other countries who are low and impoverished get the right knowledge so they can build themselves out of where they're at. So for me, in my heart, it was, I want to help people. So I can
tell us about, you mentioned another variation at the gym or something where you're going to help other professionals in the medical space. So tell us about that, trainers.
So I'm building a space where you have all these trainers around the world. My goal is to do around the world, but right now it's just local, where a trainer can come to me and they produce a course. And in that course, it's just like their style of working out that with home gym equipment, whatever they want. And then they're the instructor.
And you just remove all the headaches of technology and the video production and everything. Is that right?
Yep. Exactly. They can come to the studio and they can just sit down in front of the camera, film it, and we take care of everything else. And that's that site will launch probably in about a month or two. But right now I'm just trying to find talent. So
that's cool. And is that a business model where they're going to walk away owning the site, or you hold on to the site, keep it up, make sure everything's maintenance and everything like that? Or have you not quite there yet?
So for right now, it's going to be me owning it, but they're going to get 80%. Like if they produce a course, they're going to get 80% of the profit.
And worry about 0% of the tech.
Exactly. Right? The way I can keep that, you know, that afloat is you need to have the knowledge to automate stuff. So basically I tell them, hey, you're going to get this much editing and no more, you know? So literally we have cameras mounted everywhere. They walk in the door, one button hit record, it's done. And then we're switching to a new system that's going to be a little more, I talked about it yesterday with you, vMix is a great system where literally they walk in the door, we can live stream everything. So it's just a lot of cool things coming up and you got to be on top of it. And, you know, that's what we're doing.
So do you envision not just people in your local community, but people like coming, traveling to you to make these happen?
The cool thing is I can actually do the switching from my studio when they're in their living room, if their internet connection is good enough. Wow. So literally, if they are
the world is your oyster, Jonathan.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So like, and like, I don't want this to be like a thing where it's a big wig teaching it. It's the lay person, honestly, in my opinion, has more real world knowledge than the big wigs.
Like, than the celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so, like you, I mean, your story here on this podcast, I don't know that you're not like a celebrity person who had surgery. No. But no, you're just a regular person who got it, got results, and now you help other people do the same. It's just
simple. I've been on 3 television shows, like Good Morning America, like Good Morning shows, talking about it. I'm going to be doing the Iron Man this year in Kona.
Hey, congratulations!
Yeah, so wow,
I'm gonna be rooting for you. I might even try to get my logo on your bike or something.
There you go. So the crazy thing is, 5 years ago, I posted that I'm going to be doing an Ironman within 5 years. And that will be November of this year. We'll be the 5 years from that post. When I posted that, I was 400 pounds. So I don't know, like, you know, divine intervention, like, you know, I was just saying, I got to get my life back. And I said, 5 years, I'm going to be doing this. So, you know,
go ahead.
Oh, and like I purposely put on 25 pounds of muscle because I know that since I had the surgery, I know what the body, how my body will react to that kind of training. So I had to put on a little bit more muscle so I can be able to lose the muscle when I'm running that much. It's a weird concept for people to think about, but I have a really good triathlete coach who's walking me through it. And that's what the concept was. So you just gotta get the right people behind you is the kind of thing.
Gotcha. Well, I have one more question for you, and for you listening, I hope you stick around for it. Before I ask that, though, if anybody watching this wants to get a hold of you or find out more about you, what should they do?
So I have the best way is by email. sleevetofit@gmail.com is my kind of generic email, but I'm starting a website called farleypromedia.com, and that'll come up, and that's just going to be my website building company, where it's just all about me, where I can do your video production, your website production, and kind of I'm going to base it on kind of a education model of teaching you how to build your place and kind of take the heartache out of it. Cause you come in, like, I hear all these people, I have all these big ideas, but they're so bogged down by the technology. So get somebody in there who actually not only, you know, teaches you about it, but actually is willing to like walk you through it kind of thing.
I call that done with you. So that's farleypromedia.com.
Yep.
Check that out. And then just to close it out, if you think back to yourself, you know, some of the people listening to this, whether they're struggling with their health or they're struggling to, you know, start a business or they don't like their current situation and they have a vision for a new life. What's your number one tip for people who are, they can tell it's going to be a long road ahead, but what would you say to that person who's looking at the challenges in front of them?
I think the number one thing you need to do is get a binder or like a notebook and write everything down and set a schedule and stick to the schedule. Don't sleep in, set your alarm for a certain time every day, get up at that time, do a morning motivation, do the same darn, and then work out in the morning. Get your mind right, kind of thing. And I think, if you can't, like, you know, there's all these mind melds and stuff like that out there. People's biggest hurdle is themselves. And because they hear like all these big wigs talk about, you know, it's all about the grind. It's all about that. You're working hard. It's just, you're spinning your wheels. You're trying to push a boulder up a mountain where the boulder isn't what you need to be pushing up the mountain. It's just the one thing in front of you. Maybe if you stepped aside, let the boulder roll down the hill and then you just walked up it, you know, get that problem that's in front of you, figure out how to fix that and then go around it. And then, you know, does that make sense? You know, kind of
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, yeah. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thanks for being such a valuable member of the Lifter LMS community, and thanks for sharing your story and inspiring us today.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing a lot more stuff with Lifter, and is my goal is producing a lot of content, just kind of getting the knowledge that I've created out there. So
awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.